Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a person who positively impacted your mental health. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I understand the challenges candidates face when discussing personal topics like mental health. This article will guide you through answering questions about a person who has positively influenced your mental well-being, providing sample responses and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic and its relevance. The topic, describe a person who has had a positive impact on your mental health, is increasingly common in IELTS speaking tests. It reflects the growing awareness of mental health issues in society and allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss personal experiences and emotions in English. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about mental health and well-being. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. How do you usually maintain your mental health? Band 6-7. Answer. I try to keep a balance in my life. I exercise regularly and make sure I get enough sleep. Also, I talk to my friends when I feel stressed. Band 8-9. Answer. I'm quite proactive about maintaining my mental well-being. I've developed a holistic approach that includes daily meditation, regular exercise, and maintaining a balanced diet. Additionally, I prioritize social connections and don't hesitate to seek professional help when needed. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a person who has had a positive impact on your mental health. You should say who this person is, how you know them, what they did to help you, and explain why their impact was so positive. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about my high school teacher, Mrs. Anderson, who profoundly influenced my mental well-being during a challenging time in my life. I first met Mrs. Anderson when I was 16 during my junior year of high school. She was my English literature teacher, but she quickly became much more than that. What set Mrs. Anderson apart was her exceptional ability to connect with her students on a personal level. She created a safe space in her classroom where we felt comfortable expressing ourselves. During a particularly stressful period when I was struggling with academic pressure and family issues, she noticed changes in my behavior and took the initiative to speak with me privately. Mrs. Anderson listened attentively without judgment and offered valuable insights on managing stress and maintaining a healthy perspective. She introduced me to mindfulness techniques and recommended books on emotional intelligence that proved instrumental in helping me navigate my challenges. The impact of Mrs. Anderson's support was tremendously positive for several reasons. Firstly, her empathetic approach made me feel understood and valued, which boosted my self-esteem. Secondly, the coping strategies she shared equipped me with practical tools to manage my mental health, which I still use today. Lastly, her belief in my potential inspired me to persevere through difficulties and cultivate a more positive outlook on life. In retrospect, Mrs. Anderson's influence extended far beyond the classroom. She instilled in me the importance of mental well-being and the power of compassion, shaping not only my academic journey, but also my personal growth and future career choices. Examiner's follow-up questions. How has your perspective on mental health changed since this experience? Do you think teachers should play a role in supporting students' mental health? Sample answer, band 8-9. This experience has dramatically shifted my perspective on mental health. I now view it as an integral component of overall well-being, deserving the same attention and care as physical health. I've become more attuned to the mental health needs of those around me and advocate for open discussions about emotional well-being in both personal and professional settings. Absolutely. Teachers are in a unique position to positively influence students' mental health. They interact with students daily and can often detect early signs of emotional distress. However, it's crucial to strike a balance. While teachers should be equipped to provide initial support, they shouldn't be expected to replace mental health professionals. Schools should implement comprehensive systems that include teacher training in mental health awareness and clear pathways for referring students to specialized support when needed. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, The examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. How do you think society's approach to mental health has changed in recent years? Band 6-7. Answer. I think people are more open about mental health now. There's less stigma, and more people are willing to talk about their problems and seek help. Schools and workplaces are also paying more attention to mental health. Band 8-9. Answer. There's been a paradigm shift in society's approach to mental health in recent years. We've witnessed a significant reduction in stigma, coupled with increased awareness and education. This has led to more open dialogues about mental health issues, both in personal and professional spheres. Moreover, there's been a growing recognition of the importance of mental health in overall well-being, resulting in more comprehensive approaches to healthcare. Many organizations are now implementing policies to support employees' mental health, and schools are integrating mental health education into their curricula. However, while progress is evident, there's still work to be done in terms of accessibility to mental health services and addressing cultural barriers in some communities. Question 2. What role do you think technology plays in mental health support? Band 6-7 answer. Technology can be both good and bad for mental health. On one hand, there are helpful apps for meditation and therapy. On the other hand, social media can sometimes make people feel stressed or lonely. Band 8-9 answer. Technology plays a multifaceted role in mental health support. On the positive side, it has democratized access to mental health resources through apps, online therapy platforms, and telepsychiatry services. These innovations have broken down geographical barriers and made support more accessible, especially in underserved areas. Additionally, wearable devices and AI-driven tools are revolutionizing how we monitor and manage mental health. However, it's crucial to acknowledge the potential drawbacks. The pervasive nature of social media and constant connectivity can contribute to issues like anxiety, depression, and sleep disorders. There are also valid concerns about data privacy and the quality of online mental health interventions. Ultimately, I believe the key lies in harnessing technology's potential while implementing safeguards against its negative impacts. This could involve developing digital literacy programs, regulating mental health apps, and promoting healthy tech habits. When used judiciously, technology can be a powerful ally in improving mental health outcomes on a global scale. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated terms and expressions. Paradigm shift, noun, paradigm shift, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the company experienced a paradigm shift in its approach to employee well-being. Holistic approach, noun phrase, holistic approach, considering all aspects of something, especially in relation to healthcare. Example, the clinic takes a holistic approach to mental health, addressing physical, emotional, and social factors. Attuned to, adjective, attuned to, aware of or responsive to something. Example, good leaders are attuned to the emotional needs of their team members. Profoundly influenced, verb phrase, profoundly influenced, affected very deeply or significantly. Example, her mentor's guidance profoundly influenced her career choices. Instill in, phrasal in, to gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude in a person's mind. Example, parents should instill in their children the importance of empathy and kindness. Tips from an IELTS examiner. Practice authentic responses. While preparing, focus on genuine experiences. Authentic answers are more compelling and easier to expand upon. Develop your ideas. Don't just list facts. Explain your thoughts, provide examples, and elaborate on your points. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated vocabulary naturally. Don't force complex words if you're unsure of their meaning or usage. Work on fluency. Aim for smooth delivery. Regular practice can help reduce hesitations and fillers like and . Mind your pronunciation. Clear pronunciation is crucial. Pay attention to word stress and intonation. Stay on topic. Listen carefully to the questions and ensure your answers are relevant and focused. By following these guidelines and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well equipped to tackle questions about mental health and personal influences in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key to success is practice and authenticity in your responses. For more IELTS speaking tips, you might find it helpful to read about describing a person who has influenced you through social media or describing a time when you switched to a healthier diet. These topics can provide additional context for discussing personal growth and well-being.